This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Rajya Sabha today gave its nod to the Oil Field Regulation and Development Amendment Bill 2024. The bill amends the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Act 1948. It expands the definition of mineral oils, which include naturally occurring hydrocarbon, coal bed methane, and shale gas. It clarifies that mineral oils will not include coal, lignite, or helium. Replying to a debate on the bill, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said the bill ensures policy stability, sharing of infrastructure, carbon capture, decriminalization and easy resolution of disputes. The minister said India imports 5 million barrels of oil per day and it will increase as the country grows at 6.5%. He said India has seen a fall in oil prices in the past 3 years. Mr. Puri said the bill will provide ease of doing business in the oil and gas sector. The Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on the Banking Laws Amendment Bill 2024 for consideration and passing. The bill seeks to amend the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934, the Banking Regulation Act 1949, the State Bank of India Act 1955, the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertakings Act 1970, and the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertakings Act 1980. Among other things, the bill seeks to increase the option for nominees per bank account to 4 from the existing 1. Both Houses of Parliament today resumed normal business, ending the 5-day deadlock between the government and the opposition. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha took up issues of public importance during question hour and zero hour. However, in the Lok Sabha, when the House met for the day, the opposition staged a brief walkout protesting over various issues, including violence in Sambhal district in Uttar Pradesh and the alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. Speaker Om Birla asked them to raise their issues during the zero hour. In the Rajya Sabha, Samajwadi Party MP Professor Ram Gopal Yadav raised the issue and alleged high-handedness of the state police in the matter. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stressed that maintenance of peace and tranquility in border areas is a prerequisite for the development of ties between India and China. He said the two countries will be discussing both de-escalation and effective management of activities in border areas in the coming days. The minister was making a statement in the Lok Sabha today on recent developments in India's relations with China. On the occasion of the International Day of Persons with Disabilities 2024, Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar today launched 16 initiatives to empower Divyangjans across the nation. Addressing the gathering in New Delhi, the minister emphasized that the event reflects the government's unwavering dedication to creating an inclusive society. In Jammu and Kashmir, a most wanted terrorist commander was killed in an encounter in Dachigam forest in the Srinagar outskirts today. A police spokesperson confirmed that the killed terrorist has been identified as Junaid Ahmed Bhatt, an A-category terrorist of the Lashkar-e-Taiba outfit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today dedicated the successful implementation of 3 new criminal laws to the nation. He reviewed the progress of the 3 new criminal laws which have been implemented to reform India's criminal justice system in Chandigarh in the presence of Union Home Minister Amit Shah. The new criminal laws are Bhartiya Nyaya Sanhita, Bhartiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita and Bhartiya Sakshya Adhiniyam. In his address, the Prime Minister said the implementation of the 3 criminal laws has taken place at a pivotal phase of our history. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, will launch the PSLV C-59 Proba 3 mission tomorrow at 4:08 p.m. from the Satish Dhawan Space Centre in Sriharikota. PSLV C-59 will launch the Proba 3 satellites of the European Space Agency into the highly elliptical orbit. In hockey, semi-finals are being played today in the Men's Hockey Junior Asia Cup, being held in Muscat, Oman. Defending champions India will take on Malaysia at 8:30 p.m. IST. India remained at the top of Pool A. And with that, we end this news bulletin.